Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
OpenAI has just put out a massive new update to ChatGPT and the whole GPT line. And they did a big announcement, a big spring update yesterday where they announced GPT 4.0. Essentially, this is a bunch of new features that are getting embedded into ChatGPT, specifically the mobile app. So they have video, they have really impressive new audio features, a whole bunch of insane stuff that they've added. We're going to be diving into all of it on the podcast today. Before we get started, I want to tell you about today's sponsors, which is the TLDR newsletter. If you're interested in staying up to date on tech news, I know Jamie and I both are subscribed to a bunch of different AI and tech newsletters. These really, really help you know what's happening so you don't miss out on big announcements. It's actually one of my favorite ways to get quick snippets. I listen to tech podcasts and then I get a couple tech newsletters that kind of give me like quick overviews, bite size if I don't have time to listen to a full episode. So I'll be leaving a link in the show notes for the TLDR newsletter. They've been kind enough to sponsor us. If this is something that you're interested in, kind of getting this in your inbox to keep you up to date, we really appreciate it if you'd subscribe. We would appreciate it. And we hope that you have enjoyed the episode today. So let's get into it. So Jamie, what have you been seeing on this new ChatGPT update?
Oh man, I feel like if there hasn't been hype around AI technology, specifically ChatGPT, until now, there's going to be major hype coming off this because there's so much more visual content now and visual examples of AI being used. So just from the brief, 25-minute announcement, there's already been, tons of clips floating around of just the different use cases. Most impressively, the voice and video capabilities now ChatGPT 4.0 has. Jaden, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I watched the live stream video of it yesterday and was super impressed. One of the biggest things I was impressed by, so they have the ability for you to essentially be just like talking to your webcam or whatever, but through the ChatGPT app, you're talking to it. And in the past, you had to take a picture of something. So like you took a picture of your bicycle and you're like, hey, like, how do I fix this gear on my bike or this thing here? And it could like look, analyze the picture, tell you. Now you're literally just live chatting through video. And so you're like, hey, you point your camera at the thing. You're like, hey, this is what I'm looking at. I'm trying to work on this. How do I do this? And then it's like, okay, well, you're probably going to want to like, reach for the bolt on the left-hand side. That's how you loosen like your oil pan. And then you can blah, blah, blah. Like it's literally amazing. It's so cool. It's not just like single picture. And I think that lowers the friction so much more. I saw they were doing like a live demo where they're solving a math problem on stage and they were, pointing it at their paper and they were talking to it. Okay, so like now I'm, doing this part of the equation. What should I do next? And it's like, okay, what you're going to want to do is blah, blah, blah. It's like acting like a tutor, not just telling them the answer, which I'm sure you could get it to just tell you the answer, but like you could tell it how to behave and like teach me how to solve this math problem, for example. What I thought was the most impressive out of all of this was we saw actually a really similar demo about 4 months ago from Google. And when it came out, everyone was blown away. There was this amazing demo. It was a video. It was talking. It was seeing. It was doing all this cool stuff. And then it came out like a week later that it was fake, that Google had faked the demo. They had selectively edited like 40 hours of like filming. They didn't put the context to the questions they asked it. They spliced it all together so it looked like someone was having a conversation. It was giving them the responses. But instead, they were like actually uploading pictures and then it was responding, so there was actually no video element to it. It was so fake. It made me feel so mad, honestly. And so what I think is really important that OpenAI did here, they didn't just do the update where they said, hey, look at this cool demo. They did a live update on stage, asked people for feedback and questions, did it all in front of us. We're not going to get bamboozled twice. And so I think that was probably a really smart move on their part.
Yeah, and I think one of the most impressive things and shocking really things is the speed of it. So for example, when they showed the ability to live translate a conversation between two people, now there's really, really no wait time when you're asking ChatGPT to solve a problem or give you the answer to something. It's like having a conversation with a real human. Slightly scary, to be honest, but at the same time, just amazing as well to see how it all went down. I think the math problem tutor thing really kind of opened my mind to some of the power of this and how it's going to be helpful to everyone, you know, down to even like students will be able to use AI. So I guess that really opened my mind, and I think it'll open a lot of the minds of people who see the actual clips and media. Now, like we said before, or like I said before, the previous ChatGPT was mostly, you know, text-based. There was some of the voice a little bit, but now just having it be the instant interaction thing, I think there'll be a lot more content around ChatGPT, and I think it'll kind of blow up. So,
100%. Everyone's comparing this to the movie Her or whatever, where there's like the AI and he falls in love with it and whatever. And it's kind of interesting because if you actually listen to this thing in use, it like in some ways sounds like that. It's like she's like very, it's like a female voice right now, but you can change it and I'll get into that, I think. But it's like very friendly. Like you ask it a question, it's like, oh, like a gotcha. Okay, let me help you with that. Oh, that's so funny that you say that. It's like literally in the original version of ChatGPT, they tried to like tone it down. So it was just like act like a robot pretty much, just like be like professional. And now they're like probably giving it special prompts like be super friendly, be like an assistant, be whatever. So I think it's kind of funny that just like the optics shift they're going when the model like and technology isn't really changing. It's just how they're telling it to respond, which I'm sure will annoy some people. Now, as far as that little annoying like personality trait, perhaps to some people it might be annoying, I actually think there's a good reason for this. So I've been looking at a bunch of posts on X. And someone was speculating recently, which I think is a fun speculation. There's no, you know, this hasn't been verified or anything, but take this for what you will. Some people are speculating, like you mentioned, it's so instantaneous. Like you ask it a question, you're showing it a video, it's immediately responding. Some people are speculating that there's a very small, lightweight AI model loaded into the app itself that's running on your device. So the first, like, 3 seconds of its response are actually that lightweight model, and then it kicks it over to the hardcore model that's like solving the equation and doing the hardcore computation. And what they're saying about it is if you ask it a question, its first like 3 words it's going to always say is like, okay, got you, or that's interesting, or oh, don't worry about it. Like, so they're speculating, they're saying they're 80% certain that the first few seconds they're just like have a very lightweight model that can grab the context and just think of a few words to say, which essentially are stalling the conversation till you're getting it back. But that makes zero latency. Like these responses are coming in like immediately.
So you have filler words basically is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that makes sense. Cause otherwise it's like, how is it doing this? But I think it is interesting to bring up. There was one demo they did where they asked her to tell a story, ChatGPT, and then she told it. Then they had her tell it with more enthusiasm. Okay, now even more enthusiasm. And just right on the spot, she was able to kind of change her tone, demeanor, language. And then at the end, they had her slow down and say like a robot, which is kind of more the traditional or the what we've seen previously. So, yeah, but having the different, you know, personalities is really interesting, especially when it comes to different use cases. So.
Yeah, 100%. So I think what's happening there is a huge departure from the AI voice models we've seen in the past, where if you used 11 Labs or Well Said Labs even, like, they had great voice intonation. Like, I actually think that they were really good. Now, the caveat here is it's trained on one voice, and so it's going to sound like one way. Whatever the voice you trained it on is what it's going to give you. This is completely different. You could say, be more enthusiastic, be happier, be sadder, be a robot, sing it. Like they were giving it all of these on stage, and she was changing her voice live. So they've gone beyond just training an AI model to duplicate a voice to they actually understand how voices work, the same way you understand how a song works. So it's crazy, but you can have all this variation. Now, I think there are so many new business opportunities that are going to be coming here. I mean, if you're talking about voiceovers, audiobooks, music, so many areas I think will get super, super disrupted by essentially just being able to change the voice, change the tone, change how things are being said. All of a sudden, you're like, AI-generated audiobooks are going to be amazing. I'm excited to listen to them. They're going to sound great. But it almost kind of kills the whole voiceover artist industry. What do you think about that?
That's an interesting thought. I was going to say, I know a lot of audiobooks that they've tried to do the AI readings of it, and they're super, they sound like a robot, and they're very boring to listen to. But now we'll have dynamic voices to listen to, different characters. And so, yeah, the killing the voice industry thing is interesting, especially if they can, you know, train ChatGPT to you know, emulate any voice. That would be crazy. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
I think there's a bunch of places that are going to have a big impact. Another one is in Translator. They showed a demo where they said, hey, I speak English and my friend here speaks Italian. She doesn't speak English and I don't speak Italian. Translate for us. And they were just holding it and talking back and forth, and it was like translating. I thought that that was such a cool use case. I'm going to go probably visit Europe this summer, and I'm like definitely thinking that that would be very useful. So I think, again, like the whole translator industry, like you're not going to need a translator. I recently said that to someone, and they got kind of triggered and said that like diplomats and like high stakes business deals are going to still need like a person. Yeah, maybe. Okay. So like some high stake diplomat and like business person with a lot of money, you can afford the luxury. But I think like I've been to China before, and we just hired a tour guide that was our translator for everything. Like you wouldn't, maybe a tour guide's useful, but you won't need the translator feature anymore. Like you could just use a phone. So I think this is going to be a huge disruptor that'll be super interesting.
Yeah, and I think it'll be increasingly difficult to determine on the phone whether or not you're talking to an actual human or not. With like customer service. I mean, customer service before, you know, you still, you know, people prefer to talk to a real human, but now it's the AI can do the thing they're wanting to, even if it's like cancel my, you know, Comcast cable bill, you know, I'd rather talk to an AI about that than us.
Oh my gosh. I mean, before we wrap up this episode, let me just say I sat on hold, or no, I sat on a call for 45 minutes with my internet company, because I switched internet companies, and the old one, like, to try to cancel. They asked me for like my wife's social security number. They asked me for like all this crap. I'm like, just cancel my $50 a month thing. Like, this is so dumb that I'm even having to call you, because you can't cancel on their website. They're just like, you have to call us. So you wait on hold. I'm like, if I had a robot assistant that I could send and do that 45 minute call for me, I would have 45 minutes back of my life. So anyone tells me that like this isn't useful or this is bad that robots can make these phone calls, yeah, right. Like, I'm never sitting on hold with freaking CenturyLink ever again.
That's awesome. Well, hey, if you listen to this podcast and you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It really helps out the podcast. And we love hearing from you. Ask us any questions on there as well. We love to answer them on the podcast. We'll see
you. And once again, make sure to subscribe to the TLDR newsletter. If you want to get updated tech news every day in your inbox, we'll leave a link in the show notes. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.